on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. These and other social media platforms make us compare ourselves every time, everywhere. Comparison has become one of the major sources of mental health issues in our society. So join me this week on Zuli Talks as I break down a few points on how to overcome comparison. There's a saying that goes like, comparison is the thief of joy. The quote means that comparing yourself to others so much could take away your joy, could actually take away your joy. As in, as you look at today, most mental health issues that exist in our society are because of comparison. Like, for example, people from all over the world, all ages, all cultures, like different cultures, are comparing themselves to Instagram models. They don't know that the Instagram models are like, they don't have like the perfect life. They just show us what we want to see, and that's the good side of their life. They're saying that comparison is the thief of joy means that you're comparing yourself to others so much that it's taking away your joy and your happiness. You're depriving yourself for all the things that you have and cursing yourself over what you don't have. This means that we always, we don't like appreciate what we have. We don't appreciate who we are. We don't appreciate ourselves for what we do. And we always stress over what we don't have. Yeah, like if you don't have a car and maybe your friend has, or maybe you saw it on Instagram or Facebook or something, we start stressing ourselves over the things that we don't have. Maybe we want to get them. That's what's eating up our society right now. We usually make ourselves feel down, insufficient, empty, and this could lead to low self-esteem and low confidence. So we need so much to like start to do less comparing to ourselves to other people, especially the social media. In the social media, as in right now, it's so crazy. Everyone wants to be an Instagram model or maybe an influencer, a makeup artist or something else. So people will start copying, and if it doesn't work on them, that could be stressful, and they'll start feeling down and they might have so low self-esteem. So one of the major ways to overcome comparison is to be grateful for anything and everything that we have, no matter how small. Like, even if you're not as successful as others, there's always something in life to be grateful for. And kindly don't put yourself in other people's shoes. Like, we don't know what those people have gone through to like achieve what they've achieved so that they can show it on social media. So you gotta start, if just in case you wanna be on social media, it's good to like start building yourself as a brand and developing yourself rather than copying others. It's good, it's advisable to be yourself and build yourself as a brand. That's it for today. Welcome to Zuli Talks.